A bill pre-filed in the Kentucky legislature that would restrict public access to some information has raised alarm bells among open records advocates. Kate Howard of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting spoke about the implications of the bill with Michael Labate, a First Amendment lawyer in Louisville.
Mike, thanks for joining me today. So we're talking about this bill that was pre-filed in the legislature that deals with open records. Can you tell me what's in that bill?
Yeah, Kate, this bill, it's no exaggeration to say, is a direct assault on transparency in open government. It would change the open records law in meaningful ways by exempting entire categories of information that have been available for decades to any member of the public to request from their government. And it would exempt entire agencies from key and very important provisions of the open records law.
What kinds of information are we talking about here?
Sure. Well, a couple of just pretty simple examples that would upend decades of law in this state. For all the agencies named in the bill, the public no longer has access to any information about employee discipline or personnel actions or salary information or any kind of payroll information. It's very troubling because one of the most important aspects of the open records law is to know what agencies are doing on behalf of the public. Really important information that has led to systemic change in the past would simply be put out of the public's reach by this law.
Yeah, and I couldn't help but notice in reading this that a lot of the work that we've done here at KYCIR in the last couple of years wouldn't have been possible under this bill because so much of the documents that we've relied upon have been released by public agencies. To the extent that you know, what's the impetus for this?
I don't know. I will tell you this strikes me as a solution in search of a problem. What we have here are a collection of attempts to fix things that are not broken under the Act. The Act works very well. Kentucky is a model, frankly, under the open records law in the country of transparency. And this law is just simply trying to gut that. You know, the other thing I would say is it introduces, Kate, two or three aspects that are very troubling that have never existed before under our open records law. For the first time ever, a public official can be personally liable for complying with an open records request by disclosing information that this law says should be off limits. $500 per violation. And, you know, that could be a significant number of violations if there are multiple records requested.
So for giving out information that they should not have,
yes,
they would be liable.
Which, of course, creates an incentive to over-redact and withhold information. Mm-hmm. Even more troubling, for the first time, this law would tell judges who are hearing cases that fall within this statute to ask whether the requester had an improper purpose in seeking the information. The current law is very clear that agencies and courts have to respond to requests, and it doesn't matter why the person is seeking the public's information. But now a court's going to determine whether it was for a proper purpose, and if not, the court is required to make the requester pay the cost of the agency in defending the action in court. That is a huge disincentive to making requests or trying to enforce them in court if an individual is going to have to pay the government's lawyers to fight them in court.
So what does this law say about a proper purpose? Like, is my purpose as a journalist wanting to reveal information to the public? Is that proper under this bill?
Candidly, it's not entirely clear. There is a definition. It's somewhat vague, and I could imagine agencies in the future arguing that any attempt to seek information that is ultimately found to be exempt under the law was improper. Simply put, you cannot be in favor of this bill and claim to be a champion of transparency. You know, this bill seems very directly targeted at taking away decades of gains. And frankly, one of the areas where Kentucky is a national leader in access to public information will be seriously jeopardized if this bill becomes law.
And this bill has just been pre-filed. It, of course, has not been heard in the legislature and still very early on. But, mm-hmm, of course, we'll be watching it to see what happens. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
That was Kate Howard of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting speaking with First Amendment lawyer Michael Labate about a pre-filed bill in the Kentucky legislature by Senator Danny Carroll. Yesterday evening, Kate spoke with Senator Carroll from Paducah, who says the bill was brought to him by a Secret Service agent and Homeland Security employee, and he filed it the way it was written. Carroll says he's open to feedback and changing some aspects of the bill.
There was absolutely no intent to really hide anything other than just the personal information of those folks protected under the piece of legislation. So we will continue to look at the bill, and I have no doubt that there will be some changes made.
The Kentucky General Assembly's regular session begins today. You can see more about this story at WKMS.org.